天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。在科技日新月异的今天，古老的圣经福音的真理会对我们有帮助吗？我们是否正被世界的潮流所引诱呢？我们需要如何保持警醒呢？今天麦克牧师继续与我们分享使徒保罗的生命轨迹，让我们安静我们的心，一起来听听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a joy it is to know that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
非常高兴你能收听这个节目。
As we travel on this road of the life of the Apostle Paul, we are being encouraged and motivated.
随着对使徒保罗生命轨迹的探寻，我们真是受到了鼓舞和激励。
In the past decade, knowledge has been steadily on the increase.
在过去的十年里，人类的知识在稳步的增长。
In fact, total human knowledge is doubled every 22 months.
事实上，全人类的知识每22个月就增长一倍。
But with all the increase in knowledge, the gospel of Jesus Christ remains unchanging.
但在各种知识增长的同时，耶稣基督的福音却从未改变。
With all of the increase in knowledge, the truth of the gospel can never be modified or added to.
在各种知识增长的同时，福音的真理从来没有被增减或修改过。
And that is why...Yesterday's warnings from the scripture are every bit as relevant today as the day they were uttered.
这就是为什么经文中的每一个劝诫自古至今都仍然适用。
Please turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 20.
请跟我一起翻开使徒行传二十章。
There we find the Apostle Paul gives us some very solemn warningswhich are relevant to every believer today.
在这里我们看到使徒保罗给我们一些非常严肃的劝诫，这和我们今天的每一个信徒都有关系。
But before I get to the details of Paul's warnings, let me give you some background information.
在我们研讨保罗的劝诫之前，让我先介绍一下当时的背景。
In Acts chapter 19, there was a huge riot in the city of Ephesus.
使徒行传十九章记载，在以弗所城发生了一次很大的骚乱。
This riot was instigated by a businessman by the name of Demetrius.
这次骚乱是由一个叫迪米丢的商人引起的。
In the beginning of chapter 20, Paul leaves Ephesus and goes to Macedonia and Corinth.
在二十章开始的时候，保罗离开以弗所，前往马其顿和哥林多。
Then to Greece, back to Macedonia, and finally to Troas.
然后去到希腊，再返回马其顿，最后来到特罗亚。
And when he gets to Troas, he meets with the believers to celebrate the Lord's Supper.
当他来到特罗亚的时候，他们遇到了信徒们，正聚会掰饼。
And when night came, he began to preach.
夜晚来临了，他开始讲道。
He preached for 5 hours.
他讲了五个小时。
And during Paul's 5-hour sermon, a young boy named Eutychus dozed off to sleep.
在保罗这五个小时的讲道过程中，有一个少年人名叫尤推古，他很困倦就睡着了。
He was sitting on the windowsill and fell and died.
从他坐的窗台上跌落下来，摔死了。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul raised him from the dead.
然而使徒保罗借助圣灵的能力让他活了过来。
Back then, people were trained to listen for hours on end.
在那个时代，人们习惯于长时间听到，直到结束。
But the five-hour sermon that Paul preached was not a monologue as much as it was a dialogue.
但这五个小时的讲座，保罗不是在唱独角戏，而是以对话的形式进行的。
There was time for questions and answers as he spoke.
在他讲道的时候，有时间给众人提问并回答问题。
The Bible tells us that the fumes from the lamps and the stuffiness of the room caused Eutychus to fall asleep and fall down.
圣经告诉我们，蜡烛燃烧的烟雾弥漫着整个房间，空气不流通，以至于尤推古昏睡跌落。
So Paul raises the boy from the dead and then continues to speak till dawn.
保罗让少年人活过来之后，又继续讲到天亮。
People in Troas were soaking up the truth as it was coming out of the mouth of the Apostle Paul.
从保罗口中所讲出的真理，让特罗亚的人们得尝饱足的甘甜。
The next day, Paul leaves Troas and goes into Miletus.
第二天，保罗离开特罗亚，前往米利都。
And in Miletus, he realized that if he goes back to Ephesus, it will take a great deal of time.
在米利都，他发现如果要返回以弗所，那要花很多时间。
So he sent a messenger to Ephesus and asked him to bring the leaders of the church from Ephesus to Miletus.
所以他打发人往以弗所去，请教会的领袖来米利都。
Miletus was 20 miles away, but it would take about 3 days for the messenger to return with the leaders.
米利都离以弗所大概有20英里远。保罗的信使要花3天的时间才能和教会领袖一同返回。
And there the Apostle Paul gives the warning that I want to talk about today.
众人到齐后，保罗给了他们一番劝勉，这就是我今天要讲的重点。
There are 3 things in Paul's exhortation that are relevant to every person listening to me right now.
保罗劝勉的3个方面是和今天听这个节目的每一个人都有关的。
First, he talked about his own life as a role model.
首先他谈到他自己的为人所起到的表率作用。
In verses 18 to 21.
请看18到21节。
Secondly, his obedience to the Lord was unconditional.
其次他对主的顺服是无条件的。
In verses 22 to 27.
在22到27节。
And thirdly, you see, his warning was for vigilance.
第三，你能看出他的劝勉是为了让众人警觉。
Verses 28 to 35.
在28到35节。
Let's look at the first thing that Paul talks about.
让我们来看保罗所谈的第一个方面。
He was warning the church leaders that his life is a role model.
他以自己的生活为榜样，劝勉教会的领袖。
Again, look at verses 18 to 21 of Acts 20.
还是来让我们看《使徒行传》20章18到21节。
And here's something very important, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，这些内容非常重要。
There is no more powerful an impact that you can make than a personal example.
没有什么比人的表率作用更有说服力了。
Parents can instruct their children all day long.
家长们整天教训他们的孩子。
Teachers can teach brilliantly.
老师们可以讲得冠冕堂皇。
But the life of example creates far more impact.
但生命的表率远比这些更具影响力。
As I read the scriptures, I am continually awestruck by how the Lord Jesus' life matched his instructions.
当我读圣经的时候，看见主耶稣的生命与他的教导相吻合，总是让我肃然起敬。
There are no discrepancies.
没有丝毫的矛盾。
We can tell our children what is good and what is bad.
我们可以告诉我们的孩子如何分辨善恶。
But our life will impact our children far more than the words we speak.
但是我们的为人处事远比我们所说的更能影响他们。
We can proclaim the truth publicly or privately.
我们可以公开的或私下的宣扬真理。
We can witness on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以为主耶稣基督做见证。
But what will impact people's life in greater way is our conduct.
但更能影响人们生命的是我们的行为。
People are looking to see if you are living your lessons.
人们会查验你是否行你所教导的。
People are watching to see if you are the same person in public as you are in private.
人们会观察你在人前和人后是否一致。
And Paul said in Acts chapter 20 verse 18,
保罗在使徒行传20章18节中说,
You know how I lived the whole time I was with you from the first day I came into the province of Asia.
你们知道自从我到亚西亚的日子以来在你们中间始终为人如何。
What is Paul saying?
保罗讲的是什么意思呢?
He is saying, you have heard my words, but you also examined my life.
他是在说,你们已经听了我所说的,也验证了我所行的。
He is saying, you listened to my teaching, but you also watched my decisions and my actions.
他是在说,你们听到了我所教导的,也看到了我的抉择和行为。
And you can testify to the fact that there is no discrepancy between what I say and the way I live.
因此你们能够证明我所说的和我所做的并没有矛盾。
Paul was a role model, not just in his words, but in his life.
保罗是一个榜样，不仅仅是在言语上，更重要的是他的生命。
Secondly, Paul's obedience to the Lord was unconditional.
第二，他对主的顺服是无条件的。
Look at verses 22 to 27 of Acts 20.
请看《使徒行传》20章22到27节。
Obviously, the Apostle Paul was able to look up through his prophetic eyes.
很显然，使徒保罗是用他先知的身份来仰望上帝。
And see that he would face more opposition and persecution in Jerusalem.
并且预知他将在耶路撒冷面对更多的敌对和迫害。
In Jerusalem, there would be more beatings and more unrests.
在耶路撒冷会遭到更多的鞭打和动荡不安。
In fact, it happened exactly as he predicted.
事实上，后来所发生的一切正如他所预料的。
In Jerusalem, he would face more false accusations and discouragement.
在耶路撒冷，他将面对很多不实的控诉和打击。
But none of that really mattered to the Apostle Paul.
但这些对使徒保罗来说都无关紧要。
Once he knew that God was calling him to go, he went.
一旦他确定这是神呼召他去的地方，他立刻就动身。
What a far cry from what people say today.
这跟今天人们的想法相去甚远。
They say, I am willing to follow Jesus if I can be sure that I will not face any difficulty.
今天人们常说，如果我能确定不会遭遇任何困难，那么我愿意跟从耶稣。
I am willing to get involved, but only if it is convenient.
只要在我方便的时候，我愿意参与服事。
My beloved friends, listen to what Paul said in verse 24.
我所爱的朋友，请注意保罗在24节所说的。
He said, I consider my life worth nothing to me.
他说，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus Christ has given me.
只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。
The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
证明神恩惠的福音。
Here is what Paul is saying.
保罗的意思是
Compared to the task of making Jesus known, my wants mean nothing.
和传扬耶稣之名相比，我的需要算不得什么。
My comfort is not my priority.
我是否安逸并不重要。
My personal goals are not the issue.
我的个人目标无足轻重。
He says, because my life is not my own.
他说，因为我的生命不属于我自己。
My life belongs to Christ.
我的生命属于基督。
And I wonder how many of us can truly say this today.
我怀疑今天我们当中有多少人能够这么说。
Because it is true whether you acknowledge it or not.
其实无论你承认与否，这都是事实。
If you belong to Christ, your life is not your own.
如果你属于基督，你的生命就不属于你自己。
But how often do we really think about this?
但有多少时候我们能真正意识到这一点呢？
How often do we practice that and walk by that?
又有多少时候我们能够这样实践呢？
Paul's life was a role model.
保罗的生命是一个榜样。
His obedience to the Lord was unconditional.
他对神的顺服是无条件的。
Thirdly, his warning was for vigilance.
第三，他的劝勉是为了让众人警觉。
Please look at verse 28 of chapter 20 of the book of Acts.
请看《使徒行传》二十章二十八节。
Vigilance is such a rare commodity these days.
如今提高警觉已经是很罕见的习惯了。
Paul confirms this warning about vigilance by saying people give up too easily.
保罗指出人们太轻易放弃，从而再次强调警觉的重要性。
On the one hand, you guard against the attack in your life.
一方面，你保护自己免受攻击。
On the other hand, you warn others against the attack of the enemy.
另一方面，你要为他人守望，免遭敌人的袭击。
On the one hand, you do not neglect your personal prayer life and your study of the Word of God.
一方面，你不能忽略自己的祷告和读经。
On the other hand, you warn others of the danger of neglecting their prayer life and study of the Word.
另一方面，你要劝勉他人，忽略祷告和读经是很危险的。
The bottom line is this, you do not commit the sin that you do not want others to commit.
至少你该做到，你劝勉别人不要犯的罪，你自己也不要犯。
Here's what Paul saying.
保罗的意思是
First, keep watch on yourself.
第一，你自己要警醒。
And then and only then can you truly minister to others.
只有这样，你才能扶持别人。
For you cannot adequately care for others if you neglect the cultivation of your own soul.
如果你忽略培养自己的灵性，就不能很好地去关顾他人。
That's what Paul is saying to these leaders.
这就是保罗对那些领袖们所讲的。
You cannot truly help others until you have taken care of your own walk with the Lord.
除非你自己能与神同行，否则你不能真正帮到别人。
God has called those in leadership to manage it for him.
神呼召这些领袖们来为他管理教会。
Why is Paul warning the church leaders to watch out and to be vigilant for both themselves and others?
为什么保罗要劝勉这些教会领袖们为他们自己和别人的缘故保持警醒呢？
Because there are wolves everywhere ready to come and devour the sheep.
因为到处有豺狼要来吞吃羊群。
Where were the wolves that Paul was talking about?
保罗所说的豺狼在哪儿呢？
They were in the church hiding and waiting.
他们就在教会里藏匿着，并伺机而动。
They were ready to mislead God's people.
他们随时准备来误导神的百姓。
My beloved friend, listen carefully.
我所爱的朋友，请留意。
There are wolves all around us.
豺狼就在我们周围。
And you are to be vigilant for yourself first and then for others.
首先你要自己警醒。然后要为别人警醒守望。
In the ancient Near East, wolves were the chief enemies of the sheep.
在古代的近东地区，豺狼是羊群的主要敌人。
In fact, sheep were defenseless against wolves.
事实上，羊群是没有办法抵御豺狼的。
And that is why shepherds could not afford to take their eyes off the sheep.
因此牧羊人不能把他们的视线移开羊群片刻。
Some people say, don't expose false teaching, just preach the truth.
有些人说，不要去揭发谬误，只讲真理就好了。
But Paul did both.
但是保罗却双管齐下。
He preached to them the whole counsel of God.
他将神所有的忠告都一一向他们陈明。
He did it publicly, and he did it from house to house.
他在众人面前或在个人家里都是如此。
But here he is warning them about the wolves that are ready to come and undermine the truth.
但在这里他提醒他们豺狼随时会来诋毁真理。
But I want you to realize that vigilance is costly.
但我希望你们明白警觉是要付代价的。
Vigilance is troublesome.
保持警觉是要花功夫的。
Vigilance is exhausting.
保持警觉要消耗精力的。
Vigilance will bring false accusation.
保持警觉会遭到他人无望的控诉。
Vigilance will cause misunderstandings.
保持警觉会引起误解。
And so, my listening friend, as I conclude this message,
因此我亲爱的朋友，在节目结束的时候，
I want to tell you that although knowledge may double every 22 months,
我想告诉你，虽然知识每22个月就增长一倍，
Information may increase with overwhelming volume,
资讯也在无止境的增长。
But the gospel of Jesus Christ never changes.
但耶稣基督的福音从未改变。
And that is why the Bible speaks again and again about the importance of holding on.
这就是为什么圣经一而再、再而三地强调持守的重要。
The importance of being vigilant.
强调警醒的重要。
And the importance of being on the alert.
和保持警觉的重要。
You will receive a crown in heaven when you are vigilant.
如果你能一直保持警醒，将来你会得到属天的冠冕。
It is promised to you in the Word of God.
这是神的话里已应许给你的。
My listening friend,
我亲爱的朋友，
You may be ready to give up.
你可能正准备放弃。
You may be tired of being vigilant.
你也许已厌倦了随时保持警醒。
You may be tempted to go with the flow.
你也许正被世界的潮流所引诱。
I want you to stop and remember this.
我希望你停下来，并且一定要记住。
God is on your side.
神与你同在。
God wants to help you to keep on being vigilant.
神愿意帮助你来保持警醒。
God wants you to know that you are not alone.
神希望你知道你并不孤单。
Keep on standing up and being vigilant.
让我们保持坚定和警觉的心。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
谢谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，让我们学习到使徒保罗在生活中的表率和对主的完全无条件的顺服，还有他劝勉我们众人要警醒。是的，作为基督徒，我们常常有时候会犯错误，我们的行为而背离了神的话。我们如何在世界上做盐做光呢？我们如何在生活中活出基督的样式呢？使徒保罗为我们树立了榜样，也给我们很好的提醒，让我们保持坚定和警觉的心。感谢神。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，欢迎您来信与我们分享交流，聆听天路导向节目的感受。天路导向免费赠送两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来。你可以电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友点 net， 请注明天路导向小册子，您便可获得。好，听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
生命福分与我分享，更深的渴望。每当有困境阻挡，你执意不摇晃，使我心中满有平安，充满无限希望。坚守信心来宣告，我只是经历你全能的力量，唯有你是我永远的依靠。坚守信心来宣告，当我来全心敬拜，神迹就在不远前方。
你总在我身旁，生命福分与我分享，更深的渴望。每当有困境阻挡，你执意不摇晃，使我心中满有平安，充满无限希望。你是我永远的依靠，坚守信心来宣告，我真实经历你全能的力量。唯有你是我永远的依靠，坚守信心来宣告，当我来全心敬拜，神迹就在不远前方。全心敬拜，神迹就在不远前方。